live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Monday here on the show, it is a very, very big week. SummerSlam is in the books, but this coming weekend, All In is taking place on pay-per-view. We have the full card for the show thus far. Besides All In, there is a StarCast convention, which I'll be a part of. We got a couple of things going on over All In weekend. We'll be doing a panel myself, Dave Meltzer, Wade Keller, Bruce Mitchell. That's coming up for StarCast. We're doing our own Q&A on Saturday, which I believe is completely sold out. Obviously, the All-In pay-per-view is Saturday night. Lots of stuff going on. Tomorrow, Conrad Thompson is going to be on the show to talk about it. And also tomorrow, R.D. Reynolds is going to be on the show, my co-author of Death of WCW, who is, in fact, doing a Death of WCW panel over All-In weekend. So he'll be on the show tomorrow to talk about that. Today, we have news from the weekend. What did you think about Triple Mania? What did you think about all the news this past weekend? We got Raw coming up tonight. They have teased a Braun Strowman-Roman Reigns confrontation, whatever that might mean. We can talk about that. The Bellas have returned to the house shows, and presumably they're going to be returning to TV as well. They were on Raw last week. I guess they're Raw brand performers. I mean, maybe they can work both shows. I don't even know. But they're back. That's, of course, setting up the WWE Evolution Women's Pay-Per-View coming up in October. We have got the results of the NXT UK Women's Tournament. We're going to talk about that here today. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but we'll talk about it here today as well. Still no news on when this will be airing. So I'm not even going to pretend that this is spoiler versus non-spoiler. They taped it. We don't know when it's going to air, so we're going to talk about it as news here today. And much, much more. Back in a moment with Mike Sempervivi, your daily fable, Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call.
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. The father and his sons. A father had a family of sons who were perpetually quarreling amongst themselves. When he failed to heal their disputes by his exhortations, he determined to give them a practical illustration of the evils of disunion, and for this purpose, he one day told them to bring him a bundle of sticks. When they had done so, he placed the bundle into the hands of each of them in succession and ordered them to break it into pieces. They each tried with all of their strength and were not able to do it. He next unclosed the bundle of sticks, took them separately one by one, and again put them in their hands, out of which they broke them easily. He then addressed them in these words, "My sons, if you are of one mind and unite to assist each other, you will be as this bundle of sticks, uninjured by all the attempts of your enemies. But if you are divided amongst yourselves, you will be broken as easily as these sticks." A lesson for the Shield, I might add, heading into Raw here tonight, as Braun Strowman has challenged Roman Reigns to meet him head up with no backup from the Shield. We'll see what happens. Last week on the show, the Shield all beat up Braun Strowman together. Braun Strowman the babyface. And because it was the reunion of the Shield, the fans were totally into it. And they cheered and they went crazy. Now, will that happen week after week after week if it's continually 3-on-1 against a babyface? Well, we'll find out, and we'll find out if they even do that here tonight. We'll see. Any
Probably
thoughts
so,
on this?
Yes, I think they will continue to get cheered. They likely will. And you know what the thing is, too? The Shield has never said when we're on our own or when one of our brothers is in a match, it's a one-on-one encounter, and we wish him the best of luck. They've never said that. So them running as a pack and continuing on doing what they've been doing, that makes sense. Unlike Braun Strowman, who keeps saying that he's a man of honor who is going to meet his person straight up one-on-one and continues to kind of show up after Roman Reigns is tired or shows up when he least expects it. So I could see how somebody would say the Shield is actually on the honorable path in this one.
This person here says, "What's the point of all of these fables?" Clearly a new listener. The point is, I'm trying to help everybody understand some basic storytelling. They're short. They're a paragraph long. WWE is unable to tell the story to save their lives, as is evidenced by this Becky Lynch situation. And it ain't only Becky Lynch. There's a million stories they've been unable to tell to save their lives. And so maybe, by reading a few timeless tales, perhaps we will help them or others who might someday want to become writers, either of professional wrestling or of anything. If you want to become a writer, you got to learn how to tell a story. So maybe this will help. If you want to give us a call today, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. We will do our famous WWE, what used to be the 5-point preview, Now it's just the WWE Raw preview in a moment. But first, to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Excellent. Greetings from Sweden. I heard a Norwegian listener calling in yesterday. The guy with a terrible phone, so I figured some more Scandinavian representation was due.
Well, man, you got a great phone, so let's hear it.
Cool. I have two questions for you. First off, I think last week or the week before that, somebody called in or mentioned somebody winning a legit MMA fight with a Greco-Roman knuckle lock submission.
Yes.
Did you manage to find this? And if so, where can I find it? Because I have a friend who told me that can never happen.
Okay, well, I'm going to send out a message here, and I'll try and get it by the end of the show.
I think it was on Flow Wrestling here, but I can't recall.
It is, but I think there was another way to see it. But yes, I'll try and get that to you.
Sir, do you think that is... That would be great. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I believe that is impossible. Somebody with the massive double tendon strength and not expecting the grip of the other, it is possible, and it's shown to be true.
Dude, anything's possible in MMA.
That's true.
I've learned that over
years. Anything is possible, and I may have exaggerated his...
And life.
Don't take them at face value.
Anyway, what's your other question?
Anyway, the second question, if you have the time.
Yes.
So, a while ago, again, you had the unique and awesome Chris Wolf on the show.
Yes.
And she pitched and called out in Black Label Pro... Big Daddy Walter.
Yes.
So, a day or two after, Black Label Pro tweeted in response, "We are so in." But neither Chris or Walter seem to be made aware of this. Is there a way we can try to make this happen? And if so, how? Because I cannot get it out of my brain that this can be left as an unfulfilled potential.
You must
Walter's
see,
a coward.
You must see this match is what you're saying.
Yes.
Somebody start this rumor. Walter's
and I imagine so will a lot of other people, but, you know, can't speak for the entire world.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call from Sweden. Here's the thing, buddy.
One of those things actually took place on this show. The other was the filthy Tom Lawler
yes.
show, which you can find for subscribers at F4WOnline.com.
Yes. Anyway, here's the deal with Black Label Pro. Mikey is all about putting together what you, the fans, want to see. He's the one who... put together myself and Larry Sweeney a decade ago. He's the one that put together myself and Filthy versus the Rock and Roll Express. If Walter is willing to do the match, and Chris Wolf is willing to do the match, and the fans seem to want to see the match, he'll put that match together. So what I would do if I were you is I would continue to tweet Black Label Pro and make the suggestion of this match, and maybe they will put it together. Maybe Walter has no interest. I don't know. Maybe that's the problem.
Troll Walter. Call him. I'm telling you, call him a coward, because that's something he's going to respond to.
It's not necessarily. Here's the problem, Mike. Walter's an honorable man, and the reality of the situation is, forget whether Chris Wolf is a male or a female. She's maybe 105 pounds.
Yeah?
She may not even be 105 pounds. Walter's well over 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Walter's bigger than Vinny. And Vinny is a big dude.
Yeah.
So you're not a coward when you refuse to get in the ring with someone who you are triple the weight of.
No. I grew up with Pride Fighting Championships in the honor of the Minowa man. And I've seen...
Yeah, he was the small guy.
Hoist Gracie walk in
he
there
He was
with
the
Akebono.
Small guy.
I've seen him walk in there with Akebono and conquer... Akebono.
These were all small guys.
Walter is nothing more than Akebono in the hands of Chris Wolf.
Oh, get out of here. Of all the people, you can try and guilt Walter?
I ain't scared.
It's not going to happen. According to the Shield's philosophy of justice in storylines, this person says, Braun earned his beating, going around and destroying whatever and whoever he wants all the time just because he feels like it, despite being a supposed babyface. Well, you know what? In a way, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, they're consistent.
But the story is kind of stupid.
Most of them are.
I mean, Braun Strowman is, like, I'm not making this up. On SummerSlam, there was a Braun Strowman-Kevin Owens match. Now, if you've watched the television, Braun Strowman is the biggest bully. He bullies Kevin Owens. He throws him all over the place. He throws him into porta potties. He's such a bully to Kevin Owens. They have a match on SummerSlam Braun Strowman bullies and destroys Kevin Owens. And do you know, I swear to God, what aired next?
What's that?
A Be a Star video package. I'm not even making this up. This is completely ridiculous. So, yes, this story would make perfect sense if Braun was a bad guy that was going around and destroying everybody and bullying everybody just because he felt like it. But that's not the story. The story is he's supposed to be a good guy. But hey, like I said, the fans were into it. Now, if they do the same angle tonight and next week and the fans start to turn on the Shield, I don't want anybody in WWE to be surprised, angry with the fans, upset at me, or whatever. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back, like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Sadly, no Dr. Lucha on the show here today. We'll try and get him on over the next couple of days, but very, very overbooked from now until Thursday when I leave. And then, hopefully, when I return on Sunday, I'm not sure I'll be here on this show on Sunday, but I return on Sunday. We'll be back to normal for a while. That's my hope. I don't want to keep talking about Becky, but I heard another thing this morning that I just got to bring up.
What?
Apparently there are people that are very, I don't, maybe upset's not the right word, but they're blaming, again, Dave and I for this Becky deal, claiming that it's our fault that we planted the seed in the fans' minds after the finish at SummerSlam.
Jesus Christ, it's the Trump administration.
That Becky was a babyface. Listen to me.
What in the hell?
Yes, when we reviewed the match, we thought that she was a babyface. Why? Because the story they told leading to Becky being attacked from behind and pinned. And not even to mention that the reaction from the fans when she attacked Charlotte.
Yeah.
I didn't make anything up. I didn't try to sway the fans. This is preposterous. This is ridiculous.
Get in the fans' heads and actually make them do that once Becky, quote-unquote, turned on Charlotte. I mean, this is ludicrous. This is absolutely, and this is what I was talking about last week with Road Dogg and the gaslighting thing. This is insane. And I know nothing matters because they're making $1 billion. And I know,
apparently it certainly matters to them right now.
They're as far away from pro wrestling now as they've ever been. They are not only sports entertainment, they are whatever bizarre form of sports entertainment that they're turning into being. This is nuts. I mean, to actively go out there and blame somebody else for the reaction that they're... I mean, this is crazy. This is absolutely insane.
It's really insane about it. Like, I don't understand half-assing, like, 50% of your stories and then being mad when, I guess, other stories that you're not half-assing, you're mad that people think you're half-assing. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'll give you a good example. As someone noted here, the Bellas are on Raw and SmackDown. What?
Yeah, well, sure.
Is there not a brand split? Aren't they supposed to be on one or the other? Well right now, they're on both. Why? Well, they just decided they're going to be on both. Because they want to do a match with Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella on SmackDown. But they're going to do something with Ronda Rousey and Nikki Bella on Raw and their sisters. So I guess that's their story about why they can be on both shows. But this is ridiculous. Like,
if
is there a brand
matters,
split or not?
But that's the whole thing. If nothing matters, nothing ever seems to matter because they can change their mind the drop of the hat. And then they're upset when they feel as though something should matter, no matter how bad it is or not. Well, if nothing ever matters, nothing's ever going to matter.
Well, what it is,
they've lost control of their fans and how, I don't know.
They want to be able to do whatever they want and for you to not care. But when you do care, they're upset if you care in a way that they don't want you to care.
It's stupid.
It's ridiculous is what
Absolutely
it is.
Absolutely stupid.
Is it my fault the Bellas are on both shows right now? Is it my fault that it doesn't make sense that they're working both brands in during a brand split era?
If you want to control your narrative, do a better job lassoing in the people that you want to control. Do a better job with yourself and your own discipline to tell these stories and to create these characters and to build up the faith that you don't have. Which is the biggest problem. Nobody believes in you. They believe in Cody. They believe in the people putting on All In. They believe in New Japan, at least the people that do. This is just, I don't know, this is just moronic and stupid and pretty sad, actually,
hey,
for a $1 billion corporation blaming two guys who write newsletters and who write books and who chronicle their adventures. You know, that's what they're upset about. You know, look in the mirror, dummies.
Here's your All In card, everybody. Saturday night, pay-per-view, Fight.tv, Honor Club, sold out Sears Center, Hoffman Estates, Illinois. We have Kenny Omega, Pentagon Jr. We have Nick Aldis versus Cody for the NWA World Heavyweight title. Jay Lethal will be facing the winner of the Over Budget Battle Royal, which features, among others, Colt Cabana, Moose, Rocky Romero, Jordan Grace, Ethan Page, and more. Will Flip Gordon somehow find his way into the over-budget battle royal and perhaps go on to face Jay Lethal for the ROH title?
I like Okada. That other guy doing it.
Okada versus Marty Scurll. The Young Bucks and Kota Ibushi versus Rey Mysterio, Rey Fénix, and Bandido is the main event. That match is going to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
Do you hear me? I guarantee it. You heard me. Joey Janela, Hangman Page, Chris Daniels versus Stephen Amell in a singles match, and the over-budget Battle Royal, as well as the Briscoes versus Scorpio Sky and Kazarian, will be airing live on WGN America at 6 Eastern, all in 0 hour. And that, of course, is very interesting because who knows what WGN might do if this does a good number? Who knows how the business will change if this does a great pay-per-view number? It's a very, very big show, obviously. I'll be there this weekend. Dave's going to be there. We'll be part of the StarCast convention as well. And if you could not make it to Chicago, today's the day. They're doing the live drawing on Twitch. If you pre-order StarCast on Fight prior to today, or I guess maybe till today, you'll be automatically entered for your chance to win the Ultimate All-In Experience. You and a guest, airfare to Chicago, hotel suite for 3 nights, platinum bracelets to StarCast, eat and greet every day, every official meet and greet, VIP tickets to the official after party. I don't know anything about this after party, by the way. I don't know if I'm invited or not, but they have one. And best of all, front row tickets to All In. Drawing Monday, August 27th, live on Twitch with your fight.tv/StarCast order. You get over 20 live shows, 40 hours of content live and on demand. So don't miss your chance. Fight.tv/StarCast if you'd like to pre-order all of that.
It's usually how it works. See, after the party is the after party. And after the after party is the hotel lobby. So remember that in that order. And after the hotel lobby, you got to clear that around 4. And then you can take it to your room and do whatever you want with somebody there. And this isn't an original idea, but the idea of Pac debuting, and I think it was Dave who brought this up, and being in the over-budget Battle Royal and going on to face Jay Lethal. And I know Jay Lethal's already got a match announced against Will Ospreay, but Will Ospreay has already challenged Pac. I like all that. I like all that if ROH is able to sign the former Adrian Neville. And that's all speculation, who knows? But it's a fun thing to think about leading in this week to All In.
So this person here notes correctly that Flip Gordon has a watch party in Chicago.
He does, in the parking lot, doesn't he?
Well, I don't know where it is, but I mean, I think he can get to the building and back for his watch party if he needs to do that over-budget Battle Royal.
You think?
I think he can. I don't know where in Chicago it could be, but
Dr. Key's house.
This person says, Brian, did your opinion on Stryker change after Triple Mania, after how bad Vampiro was all night? Okay, I watched the main event in Spanish.
Does anybody have expectations for those two, really, at this point?
I watched the hardcore match in English, and maybe I'm in the minority, but Vampiro was so much better in that match than Stryker was. Vampiro's out there pointing out, you know, these guys are really messed up. I mean, everything that he said was what a normal person's going to be thinking watching that match. Meanwhile, Matt Stryker's half asleep during the craziest match in professional wrestling in 2018. I don't think anything's even close to this insanity. So, no, my opinion did not change. He sucks. And listen, I'm not one of those people that says, well, you know, Vampiro was bad, so I guess Stryker's better. No, Stryker sucks. If Vampiro's also bad, he sucks. But the one thing I saw on that show, Vampiro was fine, Stryker sucked. It's the end of the story.
Throughout the whole show?
And again, do you know how many people were like, God, Stryker's terrible. Like, we got so much feedback about how bad Stryker was. That MLW Battle Riot. Like, you know how much feedback we got about that one? Like, the Battle Riot was fun, but God, Stryker's terrible. When you're running a promotion, okay, and you're trying to expand, why would you use a guy who sucks? I mean that in the nicest way possible. I'm sure he was a great teacher. I'm sure he's a friendly fella, but he's a terrible wrestling announcer. It turned people off from MLW. It's turned people off from AAA. I don't understand.
This is not exactly the same thing because he was good at his job, but since 1983, when somebody has called on a Spanish language announcer who also speaks English, they call on Hugo Savinovich. And again, that's not a bad thing because Hugo is good, but Hugo has worked for everybody. Because I don't think they ever goes outside, like, arm's reach when it comes to a lot of these guys and it comes to production and stuff like that. It's nothing against anyone. I'm not making a claim against anyone. I'm just saying I don't think people think outside the box so much. Ian Riccaboni, I mean, came from, I think, Comcast, Sportsnet, and started with the Wrestling Factory. And I hear the break, but I mean, you got to go outside maybe and try some different people and give some others some shots here.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Bounce, 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 bounce.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on? Holy smokes.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening over there? Hey, you're on the air, dude.
Hey, this is Gene from Austin. How's it going?
I'm doing pretty well. What's going on?
All right, just two quick questions. Firstly, Triple Mania, from a production standpoint, great look for the arena, great look for the stage. What the hell was up with the editing on that? There were like 5,000 camera cuts per minute. It was like Kevin Dunn on crack. I don't know what was up with the editing. And also, as far as MLW is concerned, do you know as far as as far as viewership on that, how is that looking?
I have no idea about viewership. I couldn't tell you. I guess we could probably ask Court, but I don't know. As far as the Triple Mania, I mean, nothing is as bad as Raw when there's like an attack and they shake the camera and cut the camera 80,000 times. There was nothing that annoyed me that bad on Triple Mania. There were some production faux pas, like the split screen where they were both shown the same thing. I thought that was funny. And there was a deal during the hardcore match where they had a guy at ringside and he's got the camera and he starts kind of going around the ring. So as a viewer, like, you're sort of watching the ring spin because the camera's going around the ring to show everything. I thought that's a really cool thing they're doing right there. This cameraman going around the ring. But then he kept going. He went around like two times. I was like, I'm going to throw up here. So I don't know. It's just some things they wanted to do for... I thought it looked good. I thought the production was, for the most part, good. There were a couple of things here and there, but I'm used to watching terrible WWE, you know, the goofy stuff they do, so I don't know. I thought WWE was worse with the camera cuts than this show was, but I didn't watch the whole show, so that's all I can say about that. Person says, Brian, watch the rest of the show. Vampiro was awful. Listen, I'm not saying Vampiro wasn't awful on the show. I'm sure maybe he was, but he's not as bad as Stryker. That's it. I watched 3.5 seasons of Lucha Underground with Vampiro and Stryker, okay? Stryker is significantly worse than Vampiro. So I don't know what you want me to say here. I'm not going to all of a sudden say that because someone else was bad that Matt Stryker is great. I don't need Matt Stryker telling me, hey, could you do better or whatever. I'm not saying anything about me. You do better.
No, whose fault this is. You and Dave.
It's got to be me and Dave.
Obviously.
Has to be. All these times that we said that he wasn't very good, now people are believing it. That must be what it is.
By the way, I'll be ringside at the New Japan and Ring of Honor G1 Supercard WrestleMania weekend.
What?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
Come on.
Tickets done, been gotten. It's official. MSG came up big. Dennis Gorman came up big. Live Adam and Mike in your area, if your area is New York, and the world, because that's how the internet works.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, I got
you
one
might,
here.
Might hit a hockey game, too. You going to go to that?
No, you're kidding me.
Exactly.
The reason people are saying, this person says, that you guys put it in people's head that Becky is the face is because a lot of people rely on you guys for wrestling information, value your opinions, because you guys know what you're talking about. Well, the point was, they're claiming we put that narrative in people's head after SummerSlam, when the reality is that everybody at SummerSlam watching the match cheered Becky like a babyface.
Which is why we talked about it after SummerSlam, yes. Because it happened then, and the entire build to her becoming a heroic babyface who got screwed by her friend happened to lead up to that show.
Says here, Becky is clearly a heel in this situation. This might be from Road Dogg. Charlotte may not have beaten every girl on the roster, but she broke no rules in getting the title match. She broke no rules in winning the title. Attacking Becky from behind in a triple threat match is perfectly legal. She's not trying to lose. She's trying to win. She did nothing wrong but fair play. Becky attacked her like a sore loser. Here's the problem, my friend. The one person has a pinfall on somebody, and the other person either breaks it up or steals the pin or whatever. That's a heel finish. That finish, it was designed to be done by the heel. It's been done by the heel in every logical wrestling promotion since the beginning of time, or at least since the mid-90s when they started doing these triple threat matches. That's a heel finish. You understand what I'm saying? Like, there's no DQs in a three-way. So are you telling me that if Charlotte put on brass knucks and punched Becky in the face, that she did nothing wrong because it's a three-way and there's no... Of course she did something wrong. She attacked her from behind. And you know what? I wouldn't even be so upset about that finish if not for the fact that on the very same show, on Raw the very next night, Braun Strowman has repeatedly made it clear that cowards attack from behind. Cowards don't go head up against their opponent. You're doing a narrative in your world championship storyline that only cowards attack from behind. And then you have Charlotte attack Becky from behind with her finish to get the pin. And now you're going to pretend that that's okay. She's still a babyface. It doesn't make sense.
See, well, that's what you wanted to come up with in your own mind. That's not the story we're trying to tell. That was a real tweet from a real representative of WWE who had to block me before he said anything else to me.
Not to mention,
thanks, guys.
Not to mention, this thing here says, Charlotte may have not beaten every girl on the roster, but she broke no rules in getting that title match. That's too simplistic a way to look at it. The viewers aren't stupid. Becky beat everybody on the roster. Charlotte was coming off two losses to Carmella. Charlotte is gifted a match against Carmella by Paige. And then she ends up in the title match. Listen, she didn't do anything wrong, but the way the story was designed, you're supposed to feel bad for Becky, which everybody did based on the reaction at SummerSlam.
And that's
I'm not making
thing.
All of this up. Forget what I think about it. That's why the fans, all of them in that building, reacted the way that they did.
If they're friends, it doesn't matter whether it was in the realm of the match or not. The bottom line is she could have, if that was her friend, the person that's been beating everybody and tapping them cleanly, the person who beat the champion, who you couldn't beat, the person you should be happy for, you accepted a match to steal their sunshine and then stole the pin against them. So regardless of whether it was something that should or should not have taken place in a match, if this thing is about building emotion and characters and everything else, how do you get behind Charlotte's character? It doesn't make any sense. None of it makes sense.
Person says, I go out of my way to avoid any show with Matt Stryker on commentary. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, it's Ian from San Antonio. First of all, I wanted to just quickly about last Tuesday's Brian and Vinny show. So notice how, you know, you really thought that if that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass line. He said that because that's from a country song. That's a David Allen Coe song.
That's right, yes.
Secondly, I wanted to talk about this whole Triple Mania, like this whole that bloodbath match they had. I haven't seen it, actually. I don't need to see it. I'm not going to.
Why are you talking about it?
Wait, you're going to talk about what you haven't seen yet?
Yeah, we talk about what you haven't seen. That's cool.
Well, no, because I'm going to talk about that kind of match.
Okay.
What I mean is that kind of thing, like, that's – I'm not going to watch it because of the kind of match that it is. I like blood and wrestling. Like, I like, you know, Ric Flair type of matches. I just don't like – that's why I don't – that's what I hate about these new hardcore matches, because to me they're needlessly dangerous. And, you know, like, for people that do like blood and wrestling, they kind of make us, you know, they kind of make people like me that like that kind of wrestling, like Ric Flair type of stuff. You know, it's the best example I can think of. Little that we want that kind of wrestling. And I don't, you know, I mean, the best modern example I can think of is probably, you know, Jericho Omega had some stuff that was that, you know, that was pretty good, like that, or Shawn Michaels versus Chris Jericho from the Great American Bash in like 2008. That's good also. That type of stuff. I just, it's, you know, there's just, and you can get that same kind of reaction without having hit each other in the face with light tubes.
Yeah, but the point was, you know, I want to thank you very much for the call. I just wanted one of those matches on the show. I mean, it wasn't even light tubes, thumbtacks, all sorts of insanity. You know what I mean? You don't need all that.
You don't, but for a lot of these, you know, promotions, 31 play, you're going to get one of everything on a show, and a lot of those shows are going to have that, whether you like that or not. And let us not romanticize too much the olden days, because you would ask me 10 years ago and 15 years ago, I would have romanticized the olden days too. But as I think back to like growing up watching 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, especially in the NWA, because WWF didn't do any blood, my God, there was too much. And Starrcade 84, I think it is, if you want an example of too much, there it is. Because Manny Fernandez, like every single match, people bled buckets, and it may not have looked as brutal as light tubes and all that other stuff, but it was just as brutal and just as nasty as you look back in hindsight.
This person here says, was Toni Storm hurt in the UK finals? Any word if she will miss Evolution? I did hear that. I heard that she was hurt. I didn't hear that she was going to miss Evolution. I don't know what the issue was. She got pulled from some shows. So I'll try and follow up on that. But yes, I did hear something about that following the finals of the UK tournament. And since we don't know what's going to air or when or if or anything, here's the news. First UK women's champion crowned today. That being yesterday, Rhea Ripley defeated Toni Storm, finals of an eight-woman tournament to become the first champion. Triple H and NXT UK general manager Johnny Saint came to the ring, presented the title to Ripley after the match. Began at the prior day's tapings, Ripley defeated Xia Brookside. Storm defeated Isla Dawn, and on and on. The 21-year-old Ripley from Adelaide, Australia, made her WWE debut in last year's Mae Young Classic, has been a regular on NXT house shows. She was also one of the participants in this year's Mae Young Classic. Still no word when or where the NXT UK series will be airing. When announcing the Evolution pay-per-view, company noted the NXT UK women's title would be one of the titles defended on the show. And by the way, just want to throw this out here. The world of sport, we had been giving the ratings every week for the first 3 weeks, and I think I have them all here, but the point is they were falling, and then this week ITV clamped down on release of ratings. So to me, that probably means they're not very good. And again, if those are not very good, I do not think WWE is going to be in a huge hurry to create this UK television show, because it's very expensive to do this show. The last time they taped there, it was very expensive. And so I'm not saying this will never air. I'm not saying they're not going to do a television show. But if World of Sport were doing 3 million viewers every week, I mean, we'd have a date the show was taking place. We'd have taping scheduled, with the whole nine yards. But World of Sport is not doing that well. And so I don't think WWE is in any hurry whatsoever to jump right into this thing and speed it along. And clearly they're not. They've taped everything. We don't have a date for it. This person says, can't believe WWE has a $4 billion deal and WWE fans and are whining that fans don't like their stories. Well, first off, it's a, I think, $2.3 billion deal. So they're not quite at double that yet, but yeah, they got to complain about something, I guess. And who better than myself and Dave? Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments, You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Raw here tonight, everybody. Braun Strowman wants to face Roman Reigns in the ring alone. I guess that'll be the main event segment tonight, I would presume. Ronda Rousey carries the torch. Although it remains to be seen if the baddest woman on the planet will face repercussions for her actions, it is clear that she is ready to carry the division on her back and be a true fighting champion. Who will be next to step to Rowdy Ronda? Moreover, when will Little Miss Bliss be up to the task of facing Rousey once again in her guaranteed rematch? Can you imagine that was written by a human being? Baron Corbin settles into his new position as general manager with Kurt Angle gone. And who knows when or if Kurt Angle will even be back. But he has been replaced by Baron Corbin, who hopefully will just talk and get out of there as opposed to having to wrestle for 20 minutes doing chin locks every week.
Imagine the promo cadence tonight.
Hey, you'll get it, baby. And finally, the Revival have gone 2-0 against the Raw Tag Team Champions. So the question remains, do these victories bring the Revival closer to another opportunity against the Raw Tag Team Champions?
I want to see that match on a CWF Mid-Atlantic show. Can I get that?
It's unlikely. All right, everybody, we are out of time. Thank you all for listening today. Very busy day tomorrow. Conrad Thompson joining us. Artie Reynolds joining us. Got a lot of great stuff coming up over the next week or so. Check it out. And that's it. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.